This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, May 30th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll hear about a munchkin from the St. Louis area. And AM 580's Mike Solo will have a look at the forecast, but first a look at today's news. Officials from the Department of Defense say a 21-year-old soldier from Central Illinois has died while serving in Iraq. Army Specialist Francis Trussell Jr. died Saturday in Tahrir from an explosive device. Trussell was a Danville native who lived with his wife and two children in Lincoln. His aunt, Janice Trussell, says he was a giving man who would give the shirt off his back. Trussell was deployed to Iraq in October of last year. Despite being a roadblock to electric rate relief over the past few months, the Illinois Senate is poised to take up legislation that would bring down the cost of electricity for Ameren and Commonwealth Edison customers. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Though it's believed there's enough support for such a measure, the Illinois Senate president has so far bottled up efforts to roll back rates to last year's levels. He and others instead hope to work out a deal with ComEd and Ameren, in which the companies would give credits and other types of aid. The latest such offer would have given consumers $500 million worth of relief. Senator James Claiborne says he still believes that would help customers most. But as the East St. Louis Democrat explains,
the issue is, in order to get the money, you've got to agree not to call a rate freeze or a generation tax. That has not been agreed to. So we just can't sit here and not do anything.
Since a majority of lawmakers seem to think that the relief package doesn't do enough, Claiborne says the Senate will move forward with rate freeze legislation. However, the situation's still fluid. Some legislators also want a new tax on power generators, and the utility companies have threatened to take the state to court to prevent rates from being reduced. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
While Democrats in the Illinois General Assembly struggle to reach a budget agreement, Republicans are sensing an opportunity. The minority party will have a say in state spending if the legislative session drags on past the end of this month. The Democratic governor is predicting major cuts to state services if the GOP is involved. But House Republican leader Tom Cross of Oswego says it's time the state began living within its means.
You know, that's the typical political response to create a doomsday scenario or suggest one. We think if you take last year's budget, put it into this year's budget, kind of change the years with some modifications. Last year's budget was acceptable. People have gotten through this year without much trouble, without many complaints. So I think it's something that we can do.
Republicans last helped put the budget together in 2004 when an overtime session stretched into late July. Cross has made it clear his members won't support new casinos or higher taxes. And however, he has proposed adding more slot machines at existing riverboats to pay for construction projects. The Champaign County Board has put off until Monday any action on former Supervisor of Assessments Kurt Diedrich. Meanwhile, there are indications that Diedrich and the county are attempting to reach some sort of settlement. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
After more than an hour behind closed doors, county board members voted to defer action until next week on motions to schedule an appeals hearing requested by Diedrich and to reinstate him, an apparent response to Diedrich's charge that he can't be fired until after the hearing. County Board Chairman Pius Weibel indicated there might be a different way to resolve the dispute.
That means we are proceeding on a path that we discussed in this closed session, and we will continue it on Monday.
Weibel wouldn't say what the path was, but both Assistant State's Attorney Susan McGrath and Diedrich's Attorney Bob Kirshner acknowledge there's been talk of a settlement that would end Diedrich's federal lawsuit against the county. And Kirshner says Diedrich knows the challenges he would face if he got his old job back.
He still has to work with the groups of people here at Brookins who were instrumental in levying complaints against him. And so it would be foolish not to consider all possible avenues of resolving issues.
The Champaign County Board voted 3 weeks ago to fire Diedrich for misconduct as Supervisor of Assessments. Diedrich denies the charges. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
A trucker accused of causing a crash that killed two Illinois women, two other students, and a staff member from Taylor University faces up to 24 years in prison after pleading guilty yesterday. Two of the crash victims were misidentified for weeks. 38-year-old Robert Spencer pleaded to 9 felony counts, including 5 of reckless homicide. Spencer's semi-trailer collided with a Taylor van on Interstate 69 in April of 2006. Authorities say Spencer had driven at least 9 hours more than allowed under federal rules and fell asleep. The two Illinoisans killed were 22-year-old Elizabeth Smith of Mount Zion and 20-year-old Laurel Erb of St. Charles. United Methodist Church leaders in Indiana will vote this week and next on whether to create a single new conference for the state's largest Protestant denomination. North Conference delegates gather today at Purdue University in West Lafayette and vote on the plan on Friday. The South Conference will vote a week later at Indiana University in Bloomington. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. As movie stars go, the Munchkins from The Wizard of Oz were not all that prolific. For many, it was their only shot in Hollywood. But renewed interest in the movie over the past 2 decades has brought the few who are still alive out from the shadows for countless charity events and personal appearances. One of them lives in the St. Louis suburb of Belnor. Michael Finocchiaro is better known as Mickey Carroll, and he's just a few months away from turning 88. Tom Weber recently visited with him.
First rule when you're interviewing Mickey Carroll, keep your recorder running. After finishing our interview in which he threw out nuggets like this,
"We represent the Lollipop Guild."
We were walking out and I thought I caught a glimpse of him falling. I turned, he sprang. It wasn't a fall, it was a dance. Lesson learned, never turn your tape recorder off around a guy who's always on. Mickey was born and raised in Belnor and got some of his first breaks in vaudeville at the Fox Theater. He traveled a lot from show to show. The draw was his 4.5-foot stature, but they stayed for the singing and dancing.
When I was in vaudeville, then 4 shows a day, I open up the curtain. I can see who's in the audience. So I know what I'm going to do. I can talk, I can sing, and I used to always check my audience. Always.
Around age 20, Mickey drove to California to film The Wizard of Oz. At the time, it was just a few weeks on a movie set, one of any number of performances in a career. Still, there was Judy Garland.
Somewhere over the rainbow. When she sings "Over the Rainbow," God, I want to commit suicide.
Why?
It's so beautiful. Just knowing her keeps me young. Keeps me, I'm a kid.
And there the kid is, one of 124 Munchkins welcoming Dorothy to Munchkinland right after her house killed one witch and another good witch shows up.
Come out, come out.
The good witch then tells all the Munchkins to come out, don't be afraid.
And Kansas, she says, is the name of the star.
All right, stop, right there, right there. Right after the good witch sings, "Kansas is the name of her star," the Munchkins respond in kind.
"Kansas, she says, is the name of the star."
The shot then cuts to a bunch of Munchkins, and right after your eyes focus on one of them crawling up from a hole, you will then see another Munchkin dressed in purple walk across the front of the screen. That purple Munchkin is carrying a bell, he's the town crier, and that is Mickey Carroll. Mickey is also in that scene as a soldier and fiddler, but the town crier bit was his real 15 minutes, or really 2 seconds, of fame.
Being a Munchkin, I make so many people happy. They recognize me.
When Mickey's stage days ended, he returned to the family business in St. Louis, making gravestones. Re-releases of the movie in recent years, plus videotape and DVD, upped the demand for appearances by cast members who were still alive. Mickey loves an audience and always has a story which will be based in truth, but you can't forgive the ever-performer for spicing them up at times.
My dad was a sculptor in Italy. He made the Thomas Jefferson Memorial when he was 8 years old in Italy.
Elaine Willingham has known Mickey for years, in part through a newsletter she wrote about the movie and Munchkins. She says she's constantly amazed by his charity.
I've done a lot of book signings with him where they have a time on it. It'll say, you know, Mickey Carroll from 2 to 4 or something. Mickey will stay there and talk to everybody if it takes him till 6 o'clock.
As for appearances, there are already plans for Mickey to throw out the first pitch at a Cardinals game in 2 years on his 90th birthday.
I love people because they love me. for my movie, not for me. I got underwear older than you, Tommy. I'm a nobody but a munchkin. See what a munchkin can do? See, just a munchkin. Ain't that something? And I'm still alive to enjoy it.
I'm Tom Weber.
When you're out to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz, you'll find he is a wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. You're out to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Now AM 580's Mike Sulla has a look at today's forecast.
It will be another warm day for most of the two-state area. Highs will range from around 80 in western Illinois all the way up to 92 in northeastern Indiana, with western Illinois under the mostly cloudy sky. Scattered showers, a few thunderstorms, elsewhere partly sunny, isolated thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon. Central and southern Indiana tonight will be partly to mostly cloudy. The rest of the two-state area, mostly cloudy, some scattered showers, and a few thunderstorms, again most numerous in western Illinois, and highs between 61 in the south and around 70 near Lake Michigan. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs between 75 in northwestern Illinois and around 90 in northeastern Indiana. Partly sunny, breezy, warm for Champaign-Urbana today, the high near 90, the wind out of the south at 12 to 18 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy, a chance for showers and thunderstorms mainly after midnight tonight, low 66. Southerly wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and mostly cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, the high 84, the wind out of the southwest at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, 65 for low, cloudy on Friday, occasional showers, the high 83, mostly cloudy with showers likely Friday night, the low 62, and then on Saturday, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and some thunderstorms, the high temperature around 80.
This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Wednesday, May 30th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.